Thank you, President. Cameroon wishes to endorse the statement delivered by Colombia on behalf of the G21. I would also like to congratulate you, Chair, and the P6 for your efforts to prepare the work of the conference this year. I would also like to wish you every success in the presidency, and you can count on my delegation's full support. I would also like to extend my greetings to new colleagues joining us. President, today's world is marked by a number of conflicts with increasingly sophisticated weapons being used. Since the Second World War, we've faced uncertain times which have put everyone's nerves on edge and have whittled away trust and dialogue, which are the bedrocks of peace and stability. This is why Cameroon wishes to reiterate its commitment, its steadfast commitments to the ideals of peace set out in the UN Charter. This is reflected in our attachment to the CD's works and the other frameworks which are devoted to the systematic eradication of arsenals, be they nuclear, chemical, biological, as well as non-proliferation. In his guidance note on the new agenda for peace, the United Nations Secretary General emphasized that global military expenditure is increasing significantly. Mass investment is devoted to it, to the detriment of sectors such as health, education, and development. Instead of disarmament, what we see is rearmament. As a developing country, Cameroon wishes to echo the concern raised at the summit of the future, which is to ensure that there is a link between sustainable development, disarmament, human rights, and humanitarian action. Terrorism is resurfacing, as well as armed conflicts and other threats to peace in our regions, which means we must promote the spirit of dialogue so that we can find constructive solutions to the problems of insecurity. The subjects on our agenda this year, such as cessation of a nuclear arms race, nuclear disarmament, preventing a nuclear war, and all other related matters, preventing an arms race in outer space, Paris, international agreements, negative security insurance, which are effective for ensuring non-nuclear weapons states from the threat or use of nuclear weapons, and new types of weapons of mass destruction, and new systems such as radiological weapons, very important subjects for ensuring lasting peace for the world. My country wishes to contribute to our reflections on these subjects, as we also believe that the proliferation of small arms and light weapons is a crucial theme which could be included in our discussions. Whilst they're dealt with in other frameworks, they're part of peace and security, and thus the Conference on Disarmament should be taking an interest in them, and I'm sure that it will engage all the regions. By way of conclusion, President, we would like to encourage you and reiterate our support for your work. Thank you.